If you called the Delta County Health Department yesterday afternoon, you might have heard this message.
We are not planning to spray the North Fork for mosquitoes. There is no proposal at this time to spray the North Fork for mosquitoes. And if you have any other questions...
That's Ken Nordstrom, the Director of Environmental Health for Delta County. It's actually his voicemail message, which was largely prompted by a last-minute email he sent that initially seemed to indicate that the county was considering aerial mosquito spraying over the North Fork Valley. At least, that's how the North Fork Mosquito Abatement District read it.
Well, this time around, there was a sort of misunderstanding. We received a...
Tom Wills, secretary-treasurer for the district, says that some who got the email initially thought it suggested that the county was indeed considering fogging the North Fork.
That got straightened out. That was never the plan. I understand that quite a few people called the health department today and expressed their opposition to aerial spraying taking place in the North Fork.
Some of that worry might have stemmed from spraying operations conducted in the area during last year's outbreak of West Nile virus. The outbreak in Colorado was the nation's worst at the time, and Will says those aerial spraying efforts almost reached the North Fork Valley.
Last year it came pretty close because the former board wasn't too proactive on doing any fogging, any ground fogging. So it came pretty close in the North Fork getting fogged last year. So one of the new board's, the 2013 board's goals is basically to make sure that's not considered by doing our own fogging when it's really necessary, when there's a health threat.
For the time being, the option of fogging the North Fork isn't on the table. That's according to the proposal Nordstrom submitted before the County Health Board on Tuesday.
With all of the organic orchards, all of the organic people and opposition to aerial spraying, the North Fork Abatement District area in the North Fork, we excluded that from our proposal. But
Nordstrom promptly set the record straight about the rumors of spraying over the North Fork, but did speak about the options and possibilities of conducting an aerial mosquito spraying program over approximately 12,000 acres in Delta County, focusing mainly on river corridors along the Gunnison and primarily covering areas near the towns of Delta, Orchard City, and Cedar Edge. He said the process, developing a contract, sorting out funding, and gaining proper aviation permits, would take about 3 weeks before any spraying could begin. Nordstrom also suggested the option of joining Colorado Mosquito Control's aerial spray, slated to start next week in the Gunnison area.
CMC told us that they were planning to do a proactive spray in the Gunnison area on June 28th. They suggested to us that perhaps if we wanted to be proactive about controlling the mosquito population, that we could probably tag on to their process.
He claimed that approach might be the most effective, and that waiting might be troublesome if a big outbreak occurs.
If you're looking at spraying then, if we get a big outbreak of West Nile virus, we're at the tail end of the season. Really, the best way to control mosquitoes to be proactive and go about it and do it.
Doug Atchley, Delta County Commissioner, was concerned about the plan's $50,000 price tag.
Now the question, I don't know, is $50,000, where that comes from.
We do not have it in our health department budget, so we would ask the county commissioners if they could scrape it up.
For now, the board agreed to shelve any action on the spraying proposal near Delta and Orchard City until next month's meeting, and tasked Nordstrom with fine-tuning the contract details and speaking to city officials in the area. While this western half of Delta County may not be spotted with organic farms and homemade wineries, it's still rich agricultural land, with rows of crops lined across its wider, slower rolling hills. So farmers' opinions will undoubtedly play a role in the board's decisions going forward. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.